This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk with your host, Denise Dirks, Fred Penny, and Todd Kunin. We are talking about Hour 2 about the Burning Man. Before we get to that, let's make sure you know how to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Do you remember the actual numbers?
Yes, I do, actually.
Denise has the numbers. Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or when we do our case or no case, which most people love, you can do hashtag case or no case. Or you can call us and just opine.
And our phone number is 1-855-529-7234.
That's again, say it again.
855-529-7234.
And don't forget, there's a lot of stations throughout the country that carry us not live. So don't try to call us if it's not 9 to noon Pacific time on Saturday. But go ahead and you can still tweet us. We check our tweets during the week. You can still email us at info@radiolawtalk or go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. Have I said enough things about Radio Law Talk yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what else should I say?
Just that we're growing and we're adding stations weekly.
Thank you for the Amargosa Valley, too, and
yes,
the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. Armed Forces Radio Network, we are heard Wednesday, 1 to 3 a.m. and 1 to 3 p.m. It's replayed on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
So that was a call who said, don't want to go on the air necessarily, but please tell me how Burning Man began. She said, we old people, we don't know how this thing began. And I'm thinking, well, somebody must know.
It began
in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Okay, so it began in San Francisco with just kind of a love, peace get-together. And it was really small. And believe it or not, their headquarters are still, at least as of last year, we're based out of San Francisco.
You know what would be funny is if somehow you were able to cue up the Dukes of Hazzard theme song while we gave the history of Burning Man.
What?
Bum, well, how was bum, 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 just the good Dukes? Old Burning Man.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Never
so, anyway, it was a small little gathering,
okay,
to get together.
It started in 1986,
yep,
and it was created by Larry Harvey and Jerry James. And for the next 4 years, it was an annual fire party that was held at Baker Beach in San Francisco.
Right, I was right.
In 1990, the park police interceded to prevent the culminating conflagration of the statue, so they wouldn't let it burn.
Right.
So then they moved it to the desert.
Right.
Right? So that became its safe haven, if
now,
you will.
Now, here's the important thing about Burning Man that people probably don't know. Let me tell you the interesting thing about Burning Man. It's really all about no money changing hands. It's about sharing. It's almost like a utopia. But turn that stuff off. I mean, don't listen to Todd. Turn that off. That has nothing to do with Burning Man.
They don't mean no harm.
I don't mean no harm.
It's a good old Burning Man.
All right, turn it off.
Never meaning no harm.
Burt Reynolds did die, okay? He did. Did you know that he died?
Yes.
I didn't know that, but I just knew that. I heard that yesterday. So,
but he wasn't Dukes of Hazzard.
No, but he's kind of that era. He's kind of that era. No, he wasn't Duke, but he was that era.
So when was the first Burning Man held?
1986
on Baker Beach in
I'm
San Francisco.
I'm trying to get to something here.
Okay.
Wait, let me get to my
point. Okay, go ahead.
My
wait, are you trying to get to something right here?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Okay, oh, sorry.
We were just trying to answer one of our caller's
I'm
questions.
I'm answering the
caller wants to know here.
I'm answering the caller's question. Should we get in a fight like Nicki Minaj?
For the two broadcasters for the Detroit Tigers?
Oh.
Right. That was an interesting story.
I am so flustered. I don't know what I was talking about.
Okay, we're
Bill Cosby's what we're talking about?
History of Burning Man.
Yeah.
We are. Where are we?
Okay. In? It's about no money changing hands.
That's right.
It's a utopia.
It's barter.
It's barter. But now the Burning Man has now set it up in Nevada. And they make, I remember we went over last year the statistic. They make how much money a year now? $30 million
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, something like that. And everybody, the average amount that they spend to go to Burning Man was $2,200 per person.
Yeah. Wow. So here's the utopia. No money. Yes. Let's all love. Let's burn this effigy thing. And
let's bring our cookies so that we can barter, and I'll give you a cookie, and you give me a ham sandwich.
That's exactly right.
You know what I wonder? I wonder how many people...
I wonder what they barter for to get the mushrooms.
Burning Man Bitcoin.
Burning Man Bitcoin. Here's what I'd like to know. How many people, first-time attendees at Burning Man, went to Burning Man after going somewhere like Coachella, which is completely different? I mean, Coachella is this posh party and stuff, and, you know, it's a nice condition.
Commercial.
And then they go to Burning Man, think it's going to be something different, and they get there, it's like, this is the middle of the desert.
Okay.
It's dusty here.
Listen, guys. These are right harm to the square, and next year agree... Should we do it? To go to Burning Man live, radio law talk.
Yeah.
And Cal's like, no.
No, let's do it.
We will take our motorhome, Dusty. We will sit there in the dust and roll around in the mud.
Would they let us do a live broadcast?
I don't know.
We would have to get a satellite truck of some sort.
Would be very, because the sand goes everywhere, guys. And so our equipment could get hurt.
I'm going to quote Anakin Skywalker. I don't like the sand.
What did you just say, Denise?
Everywhere.
Our equipment could get hurt.
Well. Denise, it does get everywhere.
Well.
All right. So trash in neighborhood community.
Is it getting warm in here all of a sudden? I don't
know. What's the name of this talk show? What is
you know,
it?
You know, every once in a while, we keep saying that Denise is the one to keep us on track.
Until now.
And then every once in a while, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about juries. something came up, you know.
I didn't. That was an accident right now. I'm turning red because I wasn't prepared.
Well,
how that could be taken.
We're gonna talk about Bob Ross probably in a little bit.
All I gotta say,
there are no it's a happy accidents. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I gotta say is teenager rooftops. All right.
Okay. Back
trash
to the rules
in the neighboring
and regulations.
The rules are, don't trash the neighboring communities. Here's the interesting one: noise control and sound policy. This sound travels easily on the playa, whatever you want to call it, and not everyone will want to sleep when you do. Bring earplugs. And you know what I wrote down? Bring nose plugs and eye plugs. I don't know whether there's such an eye plug. Why wouldn't you not bring a nose plug? I bet you it's stinky.
I bet.
Do they take showers there or not?
In dirt.
They don't take showers.
Oh,
they
Yeah,
okay. I can't wait to go the next year to be live. You must cut your sound. Now, when approaching an art installation, you have to cut the sound of your music. Did you know that?
No.
If you're cruising up, no loud music or cruising music near an art installation. Now, isn't there art installations everywhere?
Well, yeah. All kinds of very elaborate ones and a couple that are just thrown together ad hoc.
Okay, here's the best part. There's hot springs apparently on the way.
Oh, yeah.
You can't use the hot spring. Can you see it? I'm all dusty. I'm going to the local hot springs. Well, that's 300 degrees. I'm dead. They'll sizzle themselves. Apparently, that's an issue.
Yeah.
There's hot springs that you're not supposed to get into because they're so hot. You'll burn yourself. You'll burn to death.
It's Burning Man, Fred.
Yeah, I know, so I think they just said.
It's Burning Man, not Boiling Man.
Oh, okay. Not parboiled. Different thing. Okay.
Don't use the local hot springs during the event because if you have some shrooms going on, I think you're not going to be thinking well. The other thing is respect your neighbors. There's nearly 70,000 people traveling through. You know, don't block roads. Don't pull in and take things over. And here's an interesting thing. Pyramid Lake Point, apparently, you can't go into the lake or on the lake or near the lake without a permit. You must obtain a permit to swim in, camp around the lake. So can you see everybody going, I'm going to go on the lake and go swimming just to clean myself off? I could see that happening. So
you have to actually apply for and get a day use permit.
That's exactly right.
And they're only $10.
Yeah.
So I would say probably a lot of people would do that.
I'm telling you right now, don't replenish. They probably don't have enough. Don't replenish your water supply from the private local spigots. So I don't know where they get the water from is, but I can see them all. Hey, George, there's a house. Let's use this spigot. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about more other than Burning Man.
We're going to have case or no case, guys.
Yep.
Yay.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to Letty.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast car racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association. American.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Let's give Fred Penny some more points in case of no case.
We're doing the hitchhiker.
Give me more points, Cal. I'm going to smoke them.
So you're saying you're ready to do a case or no case?
Oh, I'm going to smoke them again.
All right. Well, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Remember, you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk or Instagram us, email us. Or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment and leave a case or no case what your opinion is. Remember, you can call in, and you're not necessarily going to be on the air. You can just call in and say, this is what I think.
Yeah, I want to ask this question, or I want...
Yeah, you don't have to be on the air. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because it is time for football season.
Yes.
I take you to the San Francisco 49ers. Not that I have a team of which I'm fond or anything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in April of 2014, a fan by the name of Joe E. Williams decided that he wanted to go to a 49ers-Seahawks playoff
game. Wait a minute. Joe E.
Williams. Mr. Williams decided that he wanted to go to a Seahawks playoff game against the 49ers in Seattle. So there were some, you know, tickets available for purchase, and he decided, well, good, I'll just get some tickets. I'll go to Seattle. I'll watch the game. Seattle refused his request for tickets, saying, he lives in Reno, by the way. This gentleman lives in Reno, Mr. Williams. And they said, we do not sell tickets to people who live in Nevada or California for the playoffs versus the 49ers and Seahawks. We will not sell you tickets. Even though they're available to the general public, supposedly, they said, nope. It says tickets to the game are limited to people with billing addresses in California, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, Alaska, Hawaii, and parts of Canada, not Nevada. So he lives in Nevada. They would not sell him tickets. He sued the NFL and the Seahawks for $50 million. So I ask you first, case or no case, and if so, the outcome. Todd, I ask you first, Fred, I believe, since you are hoping for more points, that I'm going to come after you and let you answer this question first. Case or no case? Joe E. Williams from Reno, Nevada, wanted to go to a playoff game. That's the clock ticking.
No case. Next.
Joe E. Williams.
Fake.
Related to
like
Wild E. Coyote.
I don't like the Joe E. Williams.
Wild,
no case.
Wild
Denise's turn.
That was good.
What did Todd say?
I get to go last because I had to go first before.
So your second is Derek's.
I'm going second. San Francisco 49ers, mm-hmm. April 2014, mm-hmm. Joe E. Williams. Was a fan of 49ers, and he wanted to go to the Seahawks game in Seattle. And so he called
Tried to buy Seattle, buy the tickets there.
Buy the tickets there, and they said, we don't sell to people in Nevada.
Correct.
And so he sued the NFL.
And Seattle.
And the Seahawks.
Right? $50
million. $50 million. That's what I forgot to put down.
$50 million. Those are the basic facts as I've described them to you. Yes. So, case or no case, and if so, what would the outcome be?
855 Law it's Radio.
I think it's a case.
You would.
Todd.
That's mean, Todd.
You've psyched me out before.
Yeah, Todd.
I think it's because I've had experiences where I tried to buy tickets in another state, and when you're doing it from California or Oregon, they're different prices. So there are different prices. I think this is a trade restraint and that it's a case. And I think that it was settled.
Interesting. All right, Mr. Kunin, case or no case? Remember the name Joe E. Williams. Oh, I didn't tell you. Joe E. Williams the III.
Now it's probably a case.
All right. Let's see here. Now, I have guessed no case for the last four cases or no cases going back to last week. The three last
week. Week before last.
Week before last and the one that we did this time. I have gone with no case.
That's
and
right.
To this one here, I say, giddy up, Trigger. We're riding this one more time. No case. No case for Cal. He is making it up. I'm going to ride this one.
All the way to the garbage.
That's right. No case.
All righty.
So Denise says we have a case. Todd says no case. Fred says no case. And I want to know on the basis On what you are basing your claim that this is not a case?
I'll tell you exactly what my claim was.
Okay.
You tried to sell it too hard when you were looking up at your monitor and naming off all the states plus the District of Columbia and Canada. You just tried too hard to sell it. I'm saying no case.
I'm saying the reason is, too, you said at first Nevada, you said California, then you changed it to only Nevada.
Well, and that was an error on my part.
Okay.
I didn't look at my screen carefully.
Okay. All right.
And I would think if Seattle was going to ban anybody from the state where they had billboards that say, Californians, welcome to Washington, now go home.
And I'm saying...
I would say California would be the one they'd be discriminating against if they didn't
know. And Denise says it is a case because...
If it isn't a case, it should be a case.
But you'll get no points for that.
But,
yes.
But on what basis would you sue under those circumstances? What would you be claiming? What?
Interstate commerce. It's a violation of interstate commerce.
I don't do that kind of law, so I don't know.
So it would be in federal court, and it would be...
The state that you live in is not a protected class. So I don't...
No, interstate commerce.
But doesn't mean
it's a restraint of trade. It's because if you're not letting somebody from Nevada buy... A ticket that's a public-owned ticket.
But it doesn't mean they can't bring a lawsuit. Like I always say, people say, can you bring a lawsuit in this?
Sure.
Said,
yeah,
you can sue because the Oreo cookie's not white enough on the inside and black enough on the outside. You can sue because of that, or you don't like the look of it. You can sue for anything.
So are you going to change your...
No case.
I'm feeding trigger the oats.
We are, Todd and I are staying, and Denise might be
all right, you
wanting
guys,
us down.
Call in, 855-529-7234. Let us know or tweet us, hashtag case or no case.
Well, we'll see who's right. Coming up here in just a minute on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm, River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Mother Nature may soon play havoc again with vacationers in Hawaii. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Society.
Hurricane Olivia is moving westward through the Pacific, and while it's expected to weaken, there is a chance it could threaten the Hawaiian Islands next week as a tropical storm.
It's been a rough wildfire season for California and isn't expected to slow down over the next month. Flames along both sides of Highway I-5, which may stay shut through the weekend as firefighters battle the out-of-control fire near Shasta Trinity National Forest. A Dallas police officer saying she entered the the wrong apartment and shot the man inside, thinking he was an intruder, now facing a manslaughter charge. Dallas Police Chief Rene Hall.
In order for us to be truly transparent to this community, based on the circumstances, we have invited the Texas Rangers to conduct this investigation.
Police aren't saying if the victim, 26-year-old Botham Jean, knew the officer or if his door was locked. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I'm playing all the platters that matter. You got a request. I got a request for you. It's Fred, Denise, and Todd, and Radio Law.
Test. We're here. We're here, but we're playing Rod Stewart because Denise went to Rod Stewart concert.
I did last week, and it was really, really good.
And she is still tearing up.
I still have songs in my head that I can't get rid of right now.
What is he like? Is he like 93 or 94?
72, and he looks great, and he's still very active. And
he moves? Does he move?
He moves. He dances. He gets up on things. He kicks his legs. He's...
Do you know who blows me away at his age who does very well also is Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Phenomenal.
My word.
I saw him at concert
so
last year.
So good.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
You know that he just did a surprise concert last night.
Yes.
For Meryl Streep, and I can't remember who they were, but it's very small, and it was just a surprise concert, and it was just for the cream of the crop.
And he did a pop-up concert, by invitation only, but
yes.
It was in New York at, like, a transit building or something like that. But anyway, what a cool thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. I didn't get invited.
You know, the thing about that song that you just played from a legal standpoint is that there are two conditions and then a call to action if the two conditions are met.
If you think I'm sexy.
And you want my body.
Come on, honey.
Let
me know.
Let me know. Yeah. So two conditions and a call to action. Now, I have proposed that and to people, and in nearly every case, they come back and say, neither. Not going to let you know anything because
they
neither,
check the box, none of the above.
Neither of the conditions have been met, sir.
Did you tell them you have cats?
No.
Oh.
Turns to them and says,
"This is no fun."
I know. I got to ask you a question, though, Cal.
Wait, I got to ask Denise a question. She said, yes, it is a case, but she did not tell us the outcome.
I did.
What did you say?
I said did I say that he won, or did I say it was settled? Oh, no.
You said settled.
I said that they settled it.
Settled. Okay. Well, let me make sure. So it was...
Not out of court. Yeah.
Let me make sure. So settled. Joe E. Williams III, is that true?
That's correct.
Okay. Joe E. Williams III.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Not Joseph. Joe.
Okay. Joe E. Williams. All right. Not Joseph, but Joe. Okay. All
like,
right.
Like J-O?
E.
J-O-E. All right.
All right.
Great.
Go.
I get to make these up as I go. Apparently the spelling is just J-A-W. No, okay. Those of you who said this was not a case, please raise your hands.
I say it is not a case that somebody named Joe E. Williams.
The third.
Had this happen.
And Mr. Penny, you also say
it's not a case. I agree with that. Joe E. Williams III is not.
I don't know.
Wait. I guess Denise wins.
It was, in fact, a case. And he said it was unconstitutional. He wanted Ticketmaster and Washington State officials to enact the. They said they can't have a selective sales policy. Well, that's unconstitutional.
Exactly.
He went and sued. The judge threw it out of court. Oh. He decided to appeal to the Ninth Circuit. Status still unclear on that. So I'm going to give Denise a 1 point for getting that correct because okay. status is still pending.
Todd got a tweet.
Hold on.
Okay,
I got a tweet, a message, if you will, about this case from a listener.
October 31st of 2017, a judge agreed and dismissed the case, and Williams has since filed an appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal.
And I have no issues with the last name. However, the guy's name was John E. Williams.
Yes!
Not Joe.
Not according to what I have.
And what I have here, I went and looked it up. I'm looking at OregonLive.com. John E. Williams III from San Francisco. I verified our participant.
Fine.
And it was, and that's why we said it was not a Joe E. Williams, and you said it was Joe, not Joseph. Clarified it. So there's a technicality there.
I'm just telling you what the
I think under technicality rules,
Your Honor,
we might have won.
I think
that's an appealable case. It is
the only problem is who is the appellate body?
Me.
guess what? We have what's called, you know, this is not a democracy. It is what's called a benevolent dictatorship.
A benevolent dictatorship.
Because I am a kind man. But let's be honest about this. If his name was Amos Moses, you wouldn't have thought it was a case.
You know, it's interesting about you being the arbiter of all things. You know, back when I was married, uh-oh, you know, there were people that used
it's gonna get deep now.
There were people that used to say to my spouse, whom I get along with famously, even though we're no longer married, she's a great person, great mother to the kids, you know. But they would say, it must be very difficult to her, it must be very difficult to you to be married to an attorney who is skilled in the art of arguing and knows all the tricks back and forth. And I would sit there and go, no. See, in court, I do well in a situation where opposing counsel, the jury and the judge are all played by separate individuals. I don't care if I convince opposing counsel. I'm just trying to convince the jury. But when you argue with your spouse, you're arguing with opposing counsel, judge, jury, and oftentimes executioner.
Right.
And it just doesn't work.
That's right.
That's right.
So you
want to know?
There's a chance.
Yes. That's right.
You want to know the best thing about this?
You get points.
I'm at 66. I'm only one away from Todd.
Oh, man.
Wait, did she get 1 point or two?
I only got one.
Yeah, 1 point.
Okay. I thought he settled out of court, and they appealed it.
Yeah.
So he'd
lost, I probably could have got that second point.
Yes, so Denise now has 65, Todd has 67, and Fred has 63.
I have 66 because I just got one. I got one the first time and one the second.
Oh, yeah. Right.
66.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I'm way behind. Well, let's talk about the makers of the iconic car freshener is suing Bob Ross Incorporated. This is from Council Financial. Financial, it's they do this.
I think if we're going to cover this, we all have to speak like Bob Ross.
All right, go ahead. Well, there is no mistake in life.
There is no mistake. There are only what we call happy accidents. And I had an air freshener, and you needed a buddy. So I went ahead, and I got a buddy, and I put it in my car, and I called it an air freshener, and you can't come after me. I'm Bob Ross. Let's go ahead and make a tree here. We just
air freshener pine tree.
Guess what? I tweeted it out. Go to our Twitter. I tweeted out a picture of his new air freshener. That this is probably his heirs that own this company. And the new freshener, and it's the company that's suing him is called Car Freshener Corp. It's one that makes the little tree one, right?
Yeah, the pine tree ones, yeah.
Yeah, but you go look at basically what it is they sued him under trademark laws, and they're trying to sell that they're taking their tree-shaped idea and using it. It's a square air freshener with Bob's picture on the front.
I think it's shaped in the design of a tree.
No, it's not. It's a square one. Look at our Twitter account. It's a square. Look at our Twitter account, but there's trees in the background that are very similar looking to the trees. But hold on,
you copyright a tree?
That reminds me of your argument two weeks ago about how can you trademark convention or con?
Right.
You know, but I don't know how you copyright a tree.
Yeah, here's the picture of it. Unless I'm missing it, that's the picture. But see, it has the little trees in the background, and it's a picture of Bob Ross, and it says "Happy Little Trees." And
I don't see that as an infringement.
And his face is the prominent thing. It's just got a background of trees. I don't see it, guys.
Well, you know, from my two cents here, in the realm of any publicity is good publicity, if you got Bob Ross's air freshener that may be selling more, and you got this other company, let's go ahead and file a lawsuit against Bob Ross. We'll probably end up dismissing it, but now the public's heard about our air freshener. So maybe they'll try to get ours, and just to compare the two to see if there's anything.
But who's ever purchased Bob Ross air freshener? I've never even seen it anywhere.
Here's another picture. I don't know which one it is. Oh, that's a label pin. Happy Little Trees. It's a label pin. It's not the air freshener. But you know what? The air freshener is a square air freshener.
And it comes in two scents, apparently.
Yeah.
They have a pine scent, and I'm not sure what the other scent is.
Two cents? Just so you can get your 2 cents worth of air freshener.
Now, wait a minute.
I got a question for you. In the word scent, which is silent, the S or the C?
Yes.
Here's the question. I don't know yet.
The way I say it, they're both present.
Okay.
Look, I don't know. I can't figure out if they actually go look up on Amazon for the Bob Ross air fresheners.
You know, Bob Ross was a pretty amazing guy.
Is that it? I don't think that's it either. No, that's not it.
For those of you in radio, we're looking at different type of air fresheners, but we're about 30 seconds away here from break. We'll probably pick this up when we come back, just a bit about Bob Ross.
Yeah, but it's interesting to find out whether or not they actually have a trademark. But, yeah, I don't... Oh, there's one that actually does have a picture of a tree. It's actually in looks like a tree. So maybe I'm wrong. We're gonna look at what the actual lawsuit's about. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here, and it's Bob Ross, and it's a picture of a tree in the background, but it's shaped like a tree, and it's $6.90 on Amazon, and they are suing for trademark, saying that defendants are diluting the unique commercial impression of the tree design marks with their strikingly similar product. Now I look at it, it does look fairly similar. Don't you agree?
I do.
Even though it does have Bob's face on it, but the outline of the tree, they should have made a little scruffier tree or something like that. You know what I mean?
But again, you're copywriting
a tree. But
yeah.
It's
a tree. But it definitely is a different shape and it's a different type of a tree.
Here's the you guys have an understanding of trademark laws. And again, I'm not a trademark lawyer, but I know enough to be dangerous. And again, hashtag disclaimers. Go to our disclaimers. We're just talking general law. But you can take it within a certain category. So let's say, for example, someone who's trademarked the form of a tree. They're not going to be able to trademark a tree in general, but they can try to do it under a specific area, such
like
as
air, freshener.
Air fresheners, or
a
under
tree-shaped air freshener.
Under food, or under there's different categories and trademarks. Therefore, someone who is doing a tree-shaped cookie is not going to be trademarking generally infringement on the little tree that is an air freshener.
Here's another thing. For example, take the word Amazon. Okay, you could not trademark the word Amazon by itself, but the Amazon company could trademark the manner in which it is displayed for their company, where the A in Amazon points to the Z at the end, and the way that is. So if this is a tree that was specifically designed and the artistic design was specifically for the way that this company had it, and it was this particular design, if it's too close, I could see a trademark thing going there. But that'll be an interesting development. You know, there's some interesting
stuff. Yeah, we're going to follow this.
Interesting
sure.
stuff about Bob Ross.
Happy tree.
Just the individual. Did you know that he... So he had the show for 20-some-odd seasons. You can find it on Netflix. Or
I was fascinated just
it
watching
it. It was a painting
was,
show.
Was, but, yeah, he was good
it was
and
a,
fast.
It yes. was a painting show, and it was fast because he always drew two pictures. All right. The first one he would draw and go over and actually create the painting, and that would be offset. So when he was on the show doing the show, he was looking at the picture that he had already painted and basically recreating it.
Making a copy, sure.
It's why he could do it a lot faster. But then he would always donate both of those. He didn't do that. He never made a dime off.
Really?
He never made
I
a dime.
I thought he sold some. I think he sold some, but then he would donate the money.
He would allow them to be sold by the PBS company when they had their fundraisers, their fund drives. He never took a dime for any of the Joy of Painting shows. All of the money he made was from, he created a product line for paints.
A kit. A Joy of Painting kit.
Yes.
Kit. Yeah.
And that was how he made his money. He never made any money off the show itself. So he didn't charge them to do that. It was all public television. He made his money off of merchandising. And I think the most interesting thing to me is that for probably 20 years prior to his career as a painter, he was a drill sergeant in the U.S.
No
Air Force.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
He was a drill sergeant, and he said that he just got tired of yelling at people and changed his life, went to Alaska, learned this technique. The technique that he employs is what's called a wet-on-wet painting technique. So you cover the canvas with this...
with paint.
With
gel.
With this
gel,
with this
whatever it's called. Yeah.
Primer paint.
Right.
It's wet. So you're painting on that, and it allows the colors to be swept across the paint. And it's not a technique that he developed, that he invented. It was taught to him. But he certainly popularized it by his show. They did a statistic. Less than 10% of the people that watched the show actually painted along with him. But it's so relaxing to watch. My kid went to sleep to it for about 6 months.
So there's an original Bob Ross painting for sale, a big one, 40-inch by 70-inch for $85,000.
Wow.
I mean, he made a lot of them, you know, but he's not making them anymore because he's gone.
That's right.
Well, that's why the value will go up, too.
Right.
But I should have bought one.
Weren't you fascinated, though, by watching him work and see how quickly he could make a tree with a foam brush you'd use to paint the bathroom corners?
Or,
he would make a tree, whatever.
Or he'd make it with something you'd use to scrape, like those putty scrapers.
Right,
thing.
Right.
And he would get that, and he always talked about get the little roll, the little bead on the end. You put that in, pop it on down, you get the tree, then pop it sideways with the little brush. It was just fascinating to watch. And his manner was so mild and calm.
Can you see him now? Let's paint a picture of the guy suing me. Yes, let's paint a tree.
Oh, there's a happy mistake.
I'm going to take on this tree.
What we have here, we have a happy little sniper. A happy little sniper. And he's got a buddy over here with a rocket launcher. And they're going to go ahead and aim it at him. Let's just go ahead and draw a nice little noose right around his neck. And then we'll pop it up to this tree here, and he's got a little buddy tree over there.
And
this is a joke, by the way. Those of you out there, this is a joke. We're playing. Oh, did you disparage Bob Ross?
No. Oh, yeah, no.
This is the news. All right, let's talk about Elon. What is going on with Elon Musk? Does anybody know? He is now being sued, and Tesla's, well, mainly him, is being sued in a class action for him saying, basically, anything this guy says can cause the stock markets or stocks to go wildly up down, sideways, and the tweet that he said, you know, I think this thing's going to go back to private, and I think I've got someone to buy out Tesla. And the stocks just kind of went up and down. There was issues with that, and he's being sued in a class action.
Yeah, he's actually being sued by an investor.
They're trying to get a class action filed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They're trying. Well, they did. I think got it filed.
They did.
Last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the problem he has is being in a public company, and that's why he wants to go private, is because anything he says, there are speculators thinking, oh, it's going to make the stock go up. I'll buy a put. It's going to come back down. I mean, it's just this madhouse when you deal with the public money in that fashion.
Right. So, in fact, he even discussed in the New York Times interview how stressed he was feeling. You're right, Cal. When you are in the public eye like that, and anything you say or do can cause your stock, which is a big stock,
huge,
to go dramatically up or down. And we're talking they're claiming 1.3 billion in losses in a single day.
Yeah, because what he said was he had the money now and he got the funding to bring the Tesla back to private, and that caused the stock prices and the trading volume to rise. And then the short sellers, which is kind of complicated,
betting
but
on
the short,
to lose.
Yeah, the short sellers then were forced to cover themselves.
Right.
And that's where they have the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
it happened in one day.
Yeah, I think he's stressing out. I would be stressing out too. But so that we're going to follow this and find out what's going on.
Right, and the SEC is now also investigating it.
And you know, they don't mess around. This has been kind of a hot button topic. Starting defensive player for the Philadelphia Eagles in last year's Super Bowl, who was supposed to play this year for the Cleveland Browns, just was released by the Browns and pled guilty to insider trading because he got tips from a buddy and made $1.2 million 4 or 5 years ago. And when the SEC comes after you, they don't mess around. Ask Martha Stewart.
Well, also, the senator.
Yes?
The senator now, he's going.
We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now. It's not on my tongue, but anyway.
So, yeah, the Utah woman is also suing Tesla over an autopilot crash that just happened. So Tesla says, well, you know, we don't say they're all going to be perfect. You keep your hands on the wheel. But apparently she was going 60 miles an hour and she claimed she tried to stop, and it rear-ended a fire truck. So we're going to be back next Saturday. We're out of time. People ask me, how do you talk for 3 hours? Easily. We're going to be back with Denise, myself, Todd, and Cal. Thank you, our listeners, for listening to us. Bye-bye. Football season's on.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.